And good morning, listeners. Welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 29th day of June. Gee whiz, on 101.5 FM, can you believe? Into July this week. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, the AFL. AFL's score review system under fire again after a showdown blunder in Adelaide. Daily Telegraph in Sydney. The NRL, New South Wales State of Origin Team 3 has been announced, and the Blues have omitted star duos from Panthers and the Broncos in the revamped team. And the Courier-Mail in Brisbane, Rugby Union, Anzac Day Bledisloe Rugby Union test matches confirmed to be taking place in Brisbane. We'll talk about that later. But stay tuned for more news during today and the rest of the week about English cricket captain Ben Stokes, who announced that he will retire from international cricket at the end of the current test against New Zealand following a contentious year. Plenty of stories to follow that. In tennis in Wimbledon starts tonight, the all-white, strawberries and cream, and Pims. And looking forward to seeing people on the grass court. Women's singles defending champion is Iga Swiatek. We've got five Aussies in action. And let's look at Aussie 20-year-old Maya Joint. She'll take on Serena Williams, age 44. She'll be a fantastic match. In the men's, well, the defending champion is Jannik Sinner. No Carlos Alcaraz, of course. He's out with a wrist injury. But we have seven Aussies in action. And congratulations to Dane Sweeney, who played most of his junior tennis at Mooloolaba. He came through the qualifiers to reach the main draw. So let's hope that the 12 Aussies in action, men and women, can get through at least the first round. In cricket, well, the Women's T20 World Cup quarterfinals, Australia defeated India yesterday at Lord's, with Elise Perry and Ashley Gardner powering the Aussies to a record-breaking win and knocking out the reigning one-day world champions. Perry and Gardner scored a 100-run fourth wicket stand and see the Aussies win by six balls. They'll now play the West Indies in the first semi-final on the 30th of June. In basketball, well, under 77-year-old Sunshine Coast veteran basketballer Murray Brown. He's been selected for Australia men's over 75 team for the 13th European Maxi Basketball Championships in Athens. They started last Friday. Sure is enjoying the heat over there. In the Queensland State League Basketball Men's Division 1, Moreton Bay Suns defeated Northside with Tate Thornton, 16 points. And on Saturday, Ipswich defeated the Sunshine Coast Falcons. And that means Moreton Bay first on the ladder, Southern District second, Sunshine Coast Phoenix 6 in the Men's Division 1. In the women, well, the Suns lost to Northside, and Sunshine Coast Phoenix defeated Ipswich. Hayley Cotter, 22 points there for Sunshine Coast Phoenix. Brisbane top of the ladder there, Phoenix second, Moreton Bay 8th, so plenty to come there. Unfortunately, the Moreton Bay Suns lost both their Division 1 men's and women's Queensland State League youth competition finals over the weekend, but it was great to see them in the finals. And in the NBL 1 North, Cairns Marlins on top of the ladder in the men's, and Cairns Dolphins top of the women's ladder. Must be some good basketballers up there in Cairns. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in the netball, the Super Netball Grand Final next Saturday in Melbourne, Adelaide will take on the reigning champions, the Melbourne Vixens. And in the Queensland Premier Netball, the Sapphire Series Round 4, the Ipswich Jets defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder. And Bond University defeated the Moreton Bay Pulse. And the Pulse are sixth, Sunshine Coast Thunder, fifth on the ladder. And for the Caboolture Netball, congratulations to the Women's Division 1 Monday night competition winners, just for fun. They defeated Jets Gold 33-27, all just for fun. In football, soccer, well, of course, next weekend, the Socceroos, they're through to the knockout stage after finishing second ahead of Paraguay on goal difference in Group D. Now play Egypt, 4th of July, a little town called Dallas, at 2 a.m. our time. Go the Socceroos. And in the Australia Cup, moving into July, we've got four Queensland teams into the round of 32, and the Brisbane Roar will now join that section, and they'll take on Sydney Olympic. In rugby union, as we mentioned, special announcement in yesterday that in 2027, 29 and 31, the three-test series against New Zealand for the Bledisloe Cup will return with Game 1 locked in for Brisbane on Anzac Day. How good is that? So the Anzac Rugby Union test in Brisbane against the All Blacks, that'll be true Anzac spirit. In club rugby, well, the men's A grade, they had a bye round on the weekend. Round 10 next Saturday, Noosa Caloundra Brothers will take on Caboolture and Maroochydore will take on Uni. In the Caboolture Touch, they're looking for registrations are now open for their Season 2 junior and senior competitions, which will start at about the 14th and 20th of July. Just go online And check out their social media page there, Caboolture Touch, registrations for the next competition. In the AFL, well, round 16 started with a bang on Thursday with the Brisbane Lions defeating the Swans at the Gabba 126-83. Logan Morris and Cam Rayner, 3 goals each, now fifth on the ladder. They'll take on Geelong on Thursday night in Geelong. Geelong are in fourth spot. Yesterday, well, the Fremantle Dockers made it 14 straight, defeating the Suns 80-29 in Perth. Ouch. Now 11th on the ladder, the Suns. In the local AFL, the QFL men's round 13, Aspley defeated Noosa and Maroochydore. They defeated Surface Paradise. Noah Cumberland, 5 goals. Well done, Noah. And in the women, it wasn't a good day at Moreton Bay and got beat. Maroochydore defeated Uni. Well done there. And in the QFA Men's Division 1, Moreton Bay 100 defeated Springwood 78. Jeff and Coffin Smith, 3 goals each. Caloundra, they defeated Sandgate 132-54. Max Jacobson, 8 goals. And in motorsport, the Austrian Formula 1, in what was termed a heat hazard with temperatures 62 degrees on the track, George Russell 1, Max Verstappen 2, Kimi Antonelli 3rd, Aussie Oscar Piastri finished 4th. Well done. And in the rugby union, of course, State of Origin, Game 3 next week. New South Wales have dropped 5 players for the decider. Queensland, they've recalled Pat Carrigan and Jeremiah Nanai. So well done to all of those. And let's see how New South Wales go in the decider. And, of course, as we've said, good luck to the Socceroos next weekend, where a win over Egypt would see them advance to the round of 16 for the first time ever. An Aussie team into a round of 16. Go the Aussie men's Socceroos. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. 101.5 FM.